Okay, today is Daf Pei Gimel. We are right on the first words of Pei Gimel, but I think to get back into the flow, we're going to go back a little bit. So we saw that there's a machlokus, there's going to be a machlokus between Rabba and Rabbi Lazar, how to explain a machlokus between Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva regarding Tumah of Avodah Zarah, which is really the Rabban Tumah, whether or not the Tumah of the Avodah Zarah is compared to a Nida, and therefore there's a concept of Tumas Masa, or it's compared to the Sheretz, and there's no concept of Tumas Masa Gabe Avodah Zarah. So let's go back to a couple lines up of Rabbi Lezer. We'll be Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer Amar, the Eben Misama. We're talking about the Eben Misama. The Eben Misama is a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. We said this big stone, that the thing is on top of the big stone, held up by stilts. The Kuli Amelo Pligidlo Matama. Both Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim are not Machlokolik. They both agree that it's not. There's no tumah by the Avodah Zarah for this, because the Avodah Zarah is compared to the Sheretz, and because it says Shakesh Tishaksenu, and the Sheretz does not have this concept of Eved Misama. Ki Pligi, the Machlokas is Bin Masa. Again, Rabba said they both agree that there is Tumas Masa. Rabbi Lazar says no, that there's the Machlokas by Tumas Masa. Rabbi Kiva Sava Kenida. Rabbi Kiva says the Avodah Zarah is compared to Nida, Ma Nida Matam Masa, just like Nida's Matam Bin Masa, Af Avodah Zarah Matam Bin Masa. Rabbanan Sava says no, it's because Sheretz, Avodah Zarah is compared to Sheretz fully, and my Sheretz Lo Matam Bin Masa, so it's like Sheretz is Lo Matam Bin Masa, meaning if you carry the Avodah Zarah without actually touching it. If you touch it, it's Maga. But I don't know, it's in someone's backpack, you put it on your back. That's Tumas Masa. Avodah Zarah Lo Matam Bin Masa. So too, Avodah Zarah is not Matam Bin Masa. So now the Amara is going to ask, according to you, Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, who says that Avodah Zarah is Matama, right, is Matama Tumas Masa, just like Nida, Lemai Hilchasa Itkish L'Sheretz. There is a comparison to Sheretz by Avodah Zarah. So what's the comparison to Sheretz if you're comparing it to Tuma, to Nida? He says, "Le'inyat le'mishamshel." Tell me about the appendages, or the kalim that are used that come along with the Avodah Zarah. That since they're mishamshel Avodah Zarah, they would be tuma. But that is only tumas maga. It doesn't have tumas masa like sheretz. But Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, who say that the hekesh is from Avodah Zarah to sheretz, lemai hilchasa hikish l'nida. So why is it compared to nida? What's the comparison to nida? We don't have that pasuk in Navi where it compares it to a dava to a nida. So Gemara says, Ma Nida Einel Avarim, just like Nida is not Mitamel Avarim, meaning that if one Aver fell off of the Nida, whatever she had, I don't know, gangrene or something like that, then one of her limbs fell off, that limb would not be Mitame Tumas Nida. It probably is Mitame other Tumas, right? Right, basically. Avodah Zarah Einel Avarim. So too, Avodah Zarah, let's say you have an idol, and then it falls apart, so that idol, that piece, you know, that hand, that limb, is not going to be Metama Avodah Zarah. So now we pick up. So now the Gemara continues to ask. According to Rabbi Kiva, again, who holds that Avodah Zarah is not Metama Avodah, it is Metama B'maga, because it's compared, it's not Metama B'Sama because it's compared to Sheretz. The Gemara says, well, why do you have to compare it to Sheretz? Just compare it to a different Tumah, I don't know how, but just compare it to a different Tumah that doesn't have the concept of Eved B'Sama. Right, so he says, "Lemai hilchos ikish l'nida." Why do you have to compare it to nida? It's the masa to teach me the din of masa. Luxli nevela. Just compare it to nevela. Right, Rashi says, "Rabbi Kiva, lemai hilchos ikish l'nida l'masa l'chuda." It's only comparing it to nida because of l'masa l'chuda. So why don't you just compare it to nevela? I don't know. Maybe the Torah could have compared it to Nevela, which is Matama B'Masa, but it's not Matama Eved Misama, and then Rabbi Kiva wouldn't have to learn out the Avodah Zarah from the Nida or from the Sheretz, just learn out from Nevela. I don't know what the question is, because he's not like he's picking and choosing. Right. He's finding the Psukim that he can darshan from. Yeah. So I don't understand that question. So the Rosh says, Inachanami. No, you're right. Inachanami, he could have learned it from Nevela. Again, I don't know how. Where's the Pasuk for Nevela? Ella ma nida einel avarim. He has to learn it out also the concept of the avarim. So he says ma nida einel avarim. Avodah Zarah einel avarim. So too Avodah Zarah, if it falls apart, you can't. It's not metame. So
you can handle Avodah Zarah that's been
broken apart. There's no tumah. The problem. The question is whether or not there's still Isser Hanah from it or other things. But if it's broken apart, maybe we'll see what it means to be broken apart. What does it mean to be broken apart? So Ella Hadabai, so now going back, we had the same question yesterday. Ella Hadabai from Chama Bar Gurya. Chama Bar Gurya asked the question, and we'll see it on Amud Beis today. Avodah Zarah, Yeshna Lavarim, O Eina Lavarim. Does Avodah Zarah, is there still Tumas Avodah Zarah if the idol falls apart? Does it have Tumas Lavarim or not? Well, Tivshut Le Maha, learn from here, Bein the Rabbanan, Bein the Rabbi Kiva, the Eina Lavarim. Learn from here that both the Rabbi Kiva and to the Rabbanan, it's Eina Lavarim. Why? Because both of them learned out from Nida. Rabbi Kiva just learned that's why it's Hekesh Lanida. And the Chachamim also had that same drasha. The reason why it's compared to Nida is to get rid of the concept of Tumah Le'Evarim. So, right. So Ela Hadabai Rav Chama Bar Guya Avodah Zarah Yishlei Le'Evarim Ein Le'Evarim Tishut Le'Maha. Learn from here that Bein Le'Rabban Bein Le'Rakiva the Ein Le'Evarim. So Gemara says no. Rav Chama Bar Guya Kiraba Masne Uboi Le'Liv Le'Rakiva. Rav Chama Bar Guya's question about Tumah Le'Evarim is only within the Shita of Rabba, or Rabbi Kiva within the Shita of Rabba, which was yesterday, right? Rabba said, he says, Rambam Bar Guria only has this question, if you learn the Machlokas of Chavim Rabbi Kiva like Rabba, then Avodah Zarah, they all agree, is definitely Metama B'Masa. And the Machlokas definitely is whether it's Metama B'Evimasama. And then he can ask, according to Rabbi Kiva, who learns from Nida, what does he learn? According to Rabba, Rabbi Kiva doesn't learn from Nida, about Tumas Evarim, he learns from Nida that the Avodah Zarah is Metama B'Evimasama. So he doesn't have the limud about Evarim. So only there, according to that Shita, according to Rabbi Kiva, within the Shita of Rabbah, is there a concept of Yeshna Evarim or Enel Evarim? Okay. Now they're going to ask some kashas on this Machlokes in Rabbah and Rabbi Lazar. Again, keep in mind, Machlokes Rabbah and Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbah, both Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan hold that Avodah Zarah is Matama B'Masa. The only Machlokas is whether or not Avodah Zarah is Matama B'Evin Masama. According to Rabbi Lazar, the Machlokas is one step back. The Machlokas actually is whether Avodah Zarah is Matama B'Masa or not, depending on whether you learn it out, you learn the Hekesh to Nido, then it is Matama B'Masa, or you learn it out to Sheretz, and it's not Matama B'Masa. So Meisve, they asked in the Yeshiva the following question. Avodah Zarah, following Bryce, it was quoted. Avodah Zarah Kesheretz. Avodah Zarah is Matama Kesheretz. V'mishamashea kasheres, and it's mishamashim kasheres, right? Rabbi Kiva Omer Avodah Zarah Kanida. Avodah Zarah is like Kanida, mishamashea kasheres. See, the question right away here is that you see that the Brisa is bringing Machlokes in Tanakama and the Rabbi Kiva, and it's clearly stating that the Tumah of the Avodah Zarah, according to the Tanakama, is like a sheretz, which means it would not be Matama b'masa. That's a question on Rabbah, right? So he says, Bishlam ala Rabbi Lazar, I understand, calling Rabbi Lazar Nicha, because there's a Machlokes. He holds that there's a machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva as to whether or not Avodah Zarah is Matama B'Masa. One Mandamer says it's not, that's why it's compared to Sheretz. One Mandamer says it is, that's why it's compared to Nida. El the Rabbah, according to the Rabbah, who holds that both Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva agree that Avodah Zarah is Matama B'Masa, so Kasha. That's a Kasha, because from our Brisa it clearly states that the Avodah Zarah is Matama K'Sheretz. The Sheretz Tumah is only by Maga, it's only by touching, there's no Tumas Masa by Sheretz. So Amalach Rafa, Rabbi says, what are you asking me? What are you hacking me about this? He says, Mi Aleima Mi Masnisin. Is this any greater? Is this more difficult than the Mishnah that you quoted from me? Remember, we quoted the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, the Mishnah from Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah there said, the Katani, it said over there that Eitzav Avanav Afarav, right, when the wall fell down, right, so you had the trees and the stones and and everything. It says, Metamin Kesheretz. It says over there, it's Metamin Kesheretz. U Okimna, and I already said over there, what does that Mishnah mean? My Kesheretz. It means shemet sheretz that it's not mitama be'evim. It's not mitama be'evim misama, but it is mitama be'masa. So just like I answered that, just like I reinterpreted the mission over there, I'll reinterpret this brisa, right? So hachanami delo mitama be'evim misama. What does it mean that it's not that's mitama kasheretz? It's mitama kasheretz only for the concept of evim misama, meaning it definitely is mitama be'masa. It's just not mitama be'evim misama, which is whatever. That's the way he reinterprets. Reinterprets the Brisa. Next question on Rabba. Meisve. They bring the following Brisa. It's a very difficult Brisa to read, and the Gemara basically says it's a difficult Brisa to read. It's a Brisa Mishabeshes, and therefore anyone can plug in whatever they need to make it fit into their Shita. So Meisve, Nachri v'Nachris. There's a din drabbanan, the Demetame Kizav. So, Nachri v'Nachris, and therefore what? The Demetame Kizav, there is Tumas. Masa, gabi them. So Nachri v'Nachris Avodah Zarah u'Misham Sheha. So Goyim, the Avodah Zarah and the Misham Sheh Avodah Zarah, Hain, they are Tmein, the low has Satan, but not their whatever they touch. Meaning if they are carried, they're not Metam. There's no Tumas Heses, I guess, by the Goyim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, and the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, Hain v'has Satan. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, if they are Tamei, and also there's Tumas Masa, because that's from Kiva Shita. Everyone agrees that there's Tumas Masa. So Bishlam Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Lazar, Nicha. El Rabbi Kasha. So why is this a quite good according to Rabbi Lazar? This Bryce makes sense according to Rabbi Lazar because he says the machlokus chachamim Rabbi Kiva is whether or not avodah zara is matana tumas masa. And here we have a machlokus. The Tana Kama says it's that avodah zara b'shem shemeh they are tamei, but not the hesetan, not the masa. Comes Rabbi Kiva says no, they're also matana the masa. So that fits in according to Rabbi Lazar because that's what he says the machlokus is. El Rabbi Kasha, but according to Rabbi it's Kasha because according to Rabbi he says that both chachamim and Rabbi Kiva agree that avodah zara is matana the masa. The machlokus is only legabe evan masama. So that's going to be a kasha here, because from this Bryce it sees clearly that the Chumim hold that Avodah Zarah is not Mitama B'masa. So Amalach Rabbah, Rabbah says, wait a second. You're going to ask me a question from this Bryce. This Bryce is messed up to begin with. Ula Ta'amech, according to you, what was the first statement of the Bryce? It said, Nachri V'Nachris Nami, Hein V'lo HaSeitan. According to the Tana Kama, it says, Nachri V'Nachris, they are Mitame, but they are Tame, but not their Masa, not if you carry them. Is that true? Vatanya, we have the following brayso that teach us. It says the pasuk says, "Dabru b'nei Yisrael, v'marchem aleihem, ish ish ki yizav b'saro." And the Chumim make a drasha here: "B'nei Yisrael metam b'ziva, v'nei nachru metam b'ziva, aval gazru the Chumim make a gzeira aleihem shi'kizav in l'chol debrayim." There is a gzeira that the goyim are metame kizavin. If the goyim are metame kizavin, so then there is tumas masa, albeit the rabbanon. There's a rabbanon tumas masa on the goyim. So how does this brayso state? How does this Braisa state that there is no Tumas Masa Legabi the Goyim? I think the answer is simple. The Braisa is talking about the Oraisa level. I don't know why what the problem is. So he says, no, so the Braisa is all messed up. And once the Braisa is messed up in stage one, then I can reinterpret the whole Braisa in accordance with my Shita. I just don't think the Braisa is messed up. I think you can simply say that the Braisa is talking Eilach Hanavi. Me, the Rabban, the Amitama Tumas Masa. But what the Braisa is talking about is the Oraisa level. Okay, anyway, because... Okay, so the Gemara says, so Rabba says that since you see that this Braisa is messed up, I'm going to be able to mitharet it according to my shita.
If they're right, then there wouldn't be any need for the decree in the first place. In other words, he's saying that clearly it was never deraisa, but they imposed it.
So the brisa says avodah zara umisham sheha hein. So it is saying that they are mitame. It's only the heset.
Right.
So it's not on the deraisa level. It's on the rabbanon level because they already have. Oh, very good. So on the rabbanon level because it's already talking about their tame. So it is messed up. Because if you're talking about it after the Gezerah, so then Hain is Tamei, and if it's already after, so the only reason they're Tamei is because of the Gezerah, so and the Gezerah included their Hesed. So the Brisa is messed up. Okay, Shkoyach. So the Brisa is totally messed up. So therefore, since this Brisa is messed up, Rabba Mataris the Tamei, Rabba's going to explain it according to his Shita. Rabba Mataris the Tamei as follows. Right, Rabba again said that the Machlokas between Rechachar and Rabbi Kiva is whether or not Avodah Zarah is Matama be'Evim Misama, but they all agree it's Matama be'Masa. So Rabba Taras Tamei, Nachri ve'Nachris. So when it comes to a goy, Hain, they are Tamei, the Hesetan, and their Heset is Tamei, if they're carried by a Tahor, the Evim Misama Shalahen, and their Evim Misama is Matama, because the Chacham made a Gzeira on the Nachri, that they're Tamei Kizav, the Chol Davar, period. So they're all Tamei. Avodah Zarah, when it comes to actual Avodah Zarah, not the goy, but the actual Avodah Zarah, so that we have the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon. The Tana Kama says he the haseta, it is tamei. It's if you carry a avodah zara, it's tamei. Of a low evan misama shalom, but not the evan misama. That's the Tana Kama. And Rabbi Kiva is just plugging in words into the brisa. The Rabbi Kiva Omer avodah zara he the haseta the evan misama shalom are all tamei, and therefore the machlokes in the brisa is exactly the way the machlokes that Rabbi explains. That they all agree that the avodah zara is matama b'masa. The machlokas only is if it's matama b'evin masama. That's how reinterprets the brayso.
Nami was more machmir than the actual avodah zara itself.
According to Rabbi Kiva, they're the same, right? According to Chachamim, right. Yes, because there's masa by the goyim, but no masa by the avodah zara.
You think avodah zara would be more?
Well, one's a gzeira, one he's learning out from the psukim, and he doesn't have that drush on the psukim. I know. And then, so the Raisa then has to reinterpret it according to Rabbi Lazar. And again, Rabbi Lazar held that the machlokas between Rabba and Rabbi Lazar, between Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva, was whether or not there is Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah. It's a more fundamental machlokas. It goes back a step. And how does he reinterpret the Raisa? As follows. Rabbi Lazar metaris the Tamei, Nachri v'Nachri, so when it comes to Goyim, Hain, they are Tamei, the Hesetan, if I Tara person carries them, the Evan Masama Shalahen, they are all Tamei. Hain, the Hesetan, the Evan Masama Shalahen, are Tamei. Now, about Zara, he, it is Tame, is the Tana Kama, Velohet Seta, but not Masa, because that is the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, holding that the Chachamim say that there is no Tumas Masa by Avodah Zara. Rabbi Kiva, Avodah Zara, he, Veseta, because the Brisa isn't talking about Eva Masami here, it has to be Machlokas. So that each can interpret the Brisa to be talking about the Machlokas that they say that is the Machlokas. Rabbi is going to interpret the Brisa saying the Machlokas is the Gavi Eva Masama, and Rabbi Lazar is going to interpret the Machlokas to say whether or not there is Tumas Masa by Avodah Zara. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask, Rav Ashi is basically going to ask on this answer. Now, if this Brisa, right, if this Brisa is talking about the Tumas Masa of Avodah Zarah, so that means, I'll say it outside, that means a fundamental, sort of where you were alluding to, underlying that idea is that the Avodah Zarah itself is Tame. So what do you need the word Hain, right? The Brisa, it's Hain the Hesetam. Let's read inside. Maskev al Ra'ashi, ma hain. Why does the Brisa say the Lashon of hain, which means to teach us that Nachrim and Avodah Zarah themselves are Tame? It's a double Pashat there, Tame, because if we're talking about whether or not the Matame of Tumas Masa, you can't get to that Machlokas about Tumas Masa unless you have the fundamental understanding that there is Tumas there to begin with. So the Gemara is going, the Brisa is going back and forth. Are they talking about Tumas Masa, not Matame of Tumas Masa? So that means they're clearly Tame in and of themselves. So why does Bryce have to mention the word Hain? So that's where he doesn't like this interpretation at all. So the Gemara is now going to explain the Brysa. Rav Ashi can explain the Brysa, but the Gemara only explains the Brysa, only has Rav Ashi explain the Brysa according to the Shita of Rava. He doesn't explain the Brysa according to the Shita of Rav Elazar, which Rashi tries to work out in this long Rashi over here about what the don't have time because I have carpal. Okay, so Ella, Amar Rav Ashi, Hachik Amar. This is how we're going to explain the Brisa. Again, we'll only explain the Brisa now according to the Shita of Rabba. Rabba holds, again, I'll say it over and over again, Rabba holds that the Machlokas is whether or not the Avodah Zarah is Matama be Eved Masama, but everyone agrees that Avodah Zarah is Matama be Masa. But there are two different types of Masa. Remember, Masa that we've been talking about is if I carry it. But there's also Masa if it carries me. Let's say the Goy carries me. Do I become Tami? So El Amar Rav Ashi, Hachik Amar. Nachri ve Nachris. Whether or not they carry others, that is real Tumas Hesed. Bein Achayim Sheisitu Oson. Or whether others, myself, let's say I carry the guy, that's Tumas Masa. Hesed is being carried, Masa is carrying the Tumah. Tameyim, they're both Tameh, meaning that there's Tumas Masa and Tumas Hesed Lagabe by a guy. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Sheiseta Achayim, Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah that carried somebody else, the Gemara asks, well, how is it possible to carry something else as an inanimate object? We'll talk about a scale in a minute. But Avodah Zarah only has Tumas Masa. It doesn't have Tumas Heses. All right? Avodah Zarah Sheisita Acherim Tahorim. Because here Avodah Zarah sort of has a comparison to Sheretz. And Sheretz only applies if it is carried, not if the Sheretz carries you.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that. That's what I said. How does Avodah Zarah?
Avodah Zarah obviously is a piece of stone.
That's what I just said. We'll talk about a scale. Right. We'll talk about a scale. That's what I just said 2 seconds ago. Because Mar's going to ask that question. How are they carrying you? Exactly. But you can use it as a counterweight. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Just foreshadow a little bit. If you use it as a counterweight, it can be carrying you. It's carrying something, right? You use it to count to weigh down another object. So the Avodah Zarah is carrying. Okay. So Avodah Zarah Sheisita Acherim Tahorim, VaAcherim Sheisita Ota. But if a person carries the Avodah Zarah, that's Tameyin, because it's compared to Nida, that there's Tumas Masa. But Misham Sheha, the things that go along with the Avodah Zarah, Bein Hein Sheisita Acherim, Bein Hein Sheisita Osan Tahorim, they are Tahor, because the Misham Sheha Avodah Zarah are only Metame, they're one level lower. So you don't, Avodah Zarah only has Masa, not Heset. And the Misham Sheha doesn't even have Masa. Comes Rabbi Kiva and says, Nachri ben Nachris, when it comes to the Goyim, the Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah, Bein Hein Sheisitu Acherim, Bein Acherim Sheisitu Oton Tumeyim. He says Avodah Zarah and Goyim, there's Tumas Heses and there's Tumas Masa, because he has this comparison to what? Rabbi Kiva compares him to Nida, because he compares it to the Dava, right? And Misham Sheha, they're both Tahor. Bein Hein Sheisitu Acherim, Bein Acherim Sheisitu Oton Tahorim. So according to Rav Ashi, in the Shita of Rava, they don't mention here about Evan Masama. The Machlokas basically is, how do they view the second type of carrying? Meaning the Avodah Zarah carrying you. If you compare it to Sheretz, then they're only since you have a comparison to sherets, so one guy says it's a comparison to sherets, so therefore there is no tumah if the avodah zarah carries you. And Rabbi Kiva says no, it's exactly like nida, and therefore there's tumas masa and tumas heses. That clearly it's only according to Shita the Rabba, who says that they both agree that there is tumas. They both agree that there is tumas masa. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's actually a machlokas. Sorry, according to Rabbi Lazar, there's actually a machlokas as to whether or not tumas masa applies to the avodah zarah at all. So now, Gemara asks, this is the question we had before. Avodah zarah, bishlama chayim shesito osa. I understand when it comes to an idol that other people can carry, that you can carry the avodah zarah. Mishkachasla, elehi, but avodah zarah, shesita esachayrim, brought the case of avodah zarah that's going to be carrying other people. And according to Rabbi Kiva, that makes you tummy. So how does that work? Avodah zarah, shesita esachayrim, heichem mishkachasla. How is it possible to find a case where an inanimate object is carrying something else? So Amar Rami Bered the Rabbi Yeva. So Rami, the son of Rabbi Yeva, says the following. He says, "Kid Tanan, you can learn the same idea like we have in the following. Bring it down. That this isn't really a Mishnah. It's really a Brisa. Kid Tanan Hazav. Let's say you have a Zav, an actual human Zav, the Kaf Moznayim, who's on one side of the scale. We're using him as a counterweight. We know exactly how much he weighs, and we want to sell gold on the other side. So Hazav the Kaf Moznayim, the Ochlin Umashkin the Kaf Shnia." And then the foodstuffs or the drinks are on the other scale. So kara hazav, if the zav is heavier, right, and he weighs down and he goes down, kara hazav tameim, the mashkim are tamei because the zav carried it. The zav carried the mashkim. Basically, it's not necessarily carrying. It's that if your force lifts the item. So if the zav lifts the other ice stuff on the other side of the scale, so therefore those foodstuffs become tamei. But karuhain, if the ochlin go down, tahorim, they're tahor. Because the idea, normally, if let's say it's a person, let's say I'm on the other side, and I weigh down the zav, I would become tamei because I'm carrying the zav.
You're on a seesaw.
Basically. That's a better example. A seesaw. So you're on the seesaw. So if I'm on the other side of the seesaw and I push down and the zav goes up, so I'm tamei. But if food and drinks are on the other side and they weigh down the zav and the zav goes up, those don't become tameh because Rashi points out anything that the zav carries becomes tameh, but if anything that carries the zav, it's only something that's roy for sitting, I think. Right, the only thing that can get tumas masa, which over here you're carrying the thing, you can get tumas masa, something that's right for the guy to right for the zav to sit on. So here there's just a technicality. It's just a technicality that while the Oakland won't become tummy if they lift off the zav because they're not a chair, they're not a mat.
To support the weight of human being, but
not food. Okay, so to in our case would be the case. The avodah zarah is used as this counterweight. You put the avodah zarah on one side, and the avodah zarah weighs down. That would be the case. The avodah zarah weighs down the person on the other side. Okay. You know how much you weigh. You want to know how much gold, how much the avodah zarah weighs. So you see, you use it as a scale. All right. The Gemara then asks as follows: Kiman azla hadasanya. According to whose shita does the following brisa accord with? Kol hatumos hamesitos tahoros chutz mehesetos shalzav. Anything, I guess, any davar tamei that, I guess, lifts a Torah item is still maintains the tahora of the other item. The other item does not become tamei. Chutz min heseto shel zav, unless the zav lifts it, right? That there's the concept of tumas heses. Basically, the Brisa says there's no concept of tumas heses other than a zav, so other than by a zav. So who does that go like? He says the low ki Rabbi Kiva. Definitely does not go like Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva says that avodah zarah also has the same concept of a zav, and there's tumas heses by the avodah zarah as well. The Rabbi Kiva ikanami avodah zarah. So the Gemara says no. Afilu tamei ki Rabbi Kiva tana zav lechol d'damila, and it says zav and anything similar to zav, which means avodah zarah, because he learns a hekesh between avodah zarah and zav. I don't know. They seem to be reinterpreting these brises just to, you know, to force in, you know, the shitas. Maybe it's a kasha over here. I don't know. So now we have the question that we asked before. Boy, Rav Chama Bar Avodah Zarah, yesh lo avarim or ein lo avarim? Is there a concept of a varim for avodah zarah? Meaning, if avodah zarah falls apart, does that piece still maintain the tumah? So again, this question is only being asked, we established, this question can only be asked within the Shita of Rabbi Akiva in accordance with the interpretation of Rabbah. But according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim both held that you learned from Nida that there is no Tumah Leivarim by Avodah Zarah. And according to Rabbah, the Chachamim also said that you learned from Nida that there's no Tumah Leivarim. The only question is, Rabbi Akiva in the Shita of Rabbah. That's where it goes. So, Hivayi Rabbi Chaim Bar Gurya, Avodah Zarah, Yeshna Leivarim or Eino Leivarim? Is there a concept of Leivarim for Avodah Zarah or not? So, Heicha, the Gemara says, what's the question? Heicha, the Hejot Yochel Lahachzir Lo Tiboylach. If a stam person, a regular person, can't put it back together, do we say that there's no question? Dichaman to Bechuris Dami. If I have two left thumbs, if I can put it together, then it's not broken. It's clearly not broken, and therefore it's not considered separated.
It was disassembled, it wasn't broken.
Right, disassembled, put it back together. The mind of Mechuvah is dummy. Kifi Bailach, so the question would be, Hecha the Ein Hejit Yochel Lach Zira. Where only you need an Uman to put it back together. My, what do we say over there? Kaven the Ein Hejit Yochel Lach Zira, command the Mestaber dummy. Since a regular laid person cannot put it back together, do we say it's considered broken? O Dilma, or do we say, Halo Machzra? No, it's still here. Everything's still here. I just need a guy to put it back together, and the shape and the form is still here. It wasn't ground up; just a piece fell off. Get the guy to put it back together, and Humpty Dumpty's back together.
I guess directions
are
40 pages long.
Only a non-Jew could
go through. So Ika.
Do you
need the English version?
I'm talking about the English version. Ika. So Ika the boy la hakisa, and some learn it the other way around. They say, hey, chadain hedjot loch vaxi loti boilach. If my hedjot cannot put it back together, right, all the king's horses, all the king men, can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. If the hedjot can't put it back together again, the command to Mesaber dummy, then it's definitely broken. Kiti boilach, hey, chad the hedjot loch lach zero. When the hedjot can put it back together, my, what's the machlokas? What's the dig? Kaven the hedjot loch lach zero. Do we say, since the hedjot can put it back together and command the Mesaber dummy, if I can put it back together, then it's clearly not broken, right? O Dilma, what do we say? Hashta mikashapo. You can say, look at it right now. Right now, it's not together. So therefore, it's broken. Visharya, and therefore it's not it's tahor. The Gemara says teku, so the Gemara says teku. But it's so weird. Is it take? We have four possibilities to ask the question. Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva in the Shita of Rabbah. Tanakama and Chacham in the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. The question was only asked according to Rabbi Kiva in the Shita of Rabbah. We have a teku.
Wait a second. Didn't Rabbi Kiva in the Shita of Rabbah say that it is Yeshua?
No, that's he said in Rabbi Lazar, because that's where he learned out. That's where he learned out the concept. That was learned at the beginning of today. He only said that in the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, the second Shita of Rabbi Lazar. According to that's where he learned. That's how he compared it to Nida. That's where he needed the comparison to Nida. But what did we say yesterday? What did he in the Shita of Rabbah, he compared it to Nida, right? What did he compare Nida to? He compared it to Nida for the concept of Eved Mesama, to say that it is Metama the Eved Mesama. But according to Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbi Lazar, we didn't need that because no one holds it's matamba evim masama. The machlokus is about whether the matamba the masa. So therefore, the limud from Nida is to teach you about evarim. But when it came to Shita Rabbah, he learned the hekesh to Nida for evim masama. So he doesn't have the limud about evarim. So that's why you can ask the question according to Rabbi Kiva in the Shita of Rabbah.
Does it have to have been assembled initially, or even all becomes shame of the Zara, but assembled and disassembled versus you never put it.
It becomes about the Zara when they worship it.
Right.
Whenever they worship it.
Is it 25 pieces in a box is never assembled?
Well, if they worship 25 pieces in a box,
no,
then
they don't. They worship the assembled.
Okay, so then when that's when you have the Shiloh, when it falls apart.
Right, but if you never pull it together, then it probably never.
Did they worship it yet? It has to be worshipped before it becomes a Avodah Zarah.
35,000 things like that, right? But you have to assemble it to get it to look like that. It was never assembled.
But if it was never assembled and never reached the point, it never became the Buddha or whatever it is, it's right. Not a Vodazara yet. It has to actually be used and bowed down to before.
You got the Buddha and the eight arms in the box.
Right.
You used it yet.
It's not a Vodazara yet.
It's not a Vodazara yet. If you put the Buddha together with the eight arms and you worship it,
now it's a Vodazara. Now the question, now arm two and three fall off, what's the story? Okay, so now the Gemara's going to go back to these Hekeshos that we did with that we learned out by Avodah Zarah, and it seems here that for whatever reason they're only now harping on the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. The Shita of Rabbi Lazar again was that the Machlokes is whether or not this Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah. So the Rabbanon, Lamai Hilchsa Ikhlus Sheret, so according to Rabbanon in Rabbi Lazar, took me a while to figure out that this is only Rabbi Lazar, but it's Shita of Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbanon in Rabbi Lazar, there is no Tumas Masa. So Lamai Hilchsa Ikhlus Sheret, why is there a comparison to Sheretz? To Lomatam Masa. They're teaching me that it's no Tumas Masa when it comes to Avodah Zarah. And Lanida, why is it compared to Nida? Abodazara compared to Nida? Did I skip? Okay. I skipped the whole thing. I wanted to go fast. Boy Rabach Devui Bar Ami. He asked the following question. Abodazara Pchusim Kazayas Ma'o. If you have Abodazara that's less than the Kazayas, what's the din? Right? So Maskip Lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, wait a second, what's the question? Limai. Ilim in Isura, if you're going to ask me whether or not it's Aser, Isra Hana, if it's in the Isura, definitely going to have Isra Hana if the Avodazara is less than the Kazayas, because Lo Ye Ela Kizvuv Bal Ekron. It should be no worse than the Zvuv Bal Ekron, which was the small little fly that they used for the Avodazara of the Bal Ekron. The Tanya, they had the following, it's almost like a rosemary bead, you'll see. The Tanya with the following bracelet said by Shoftim, in Sefer Shoftim, by Gidon. It says, "Vayikasher meis Gidon, vayishuv bnei Yisrael, vayiznu acharei habalim, vayisimu lehem bal bris lelohim." They made this bal bris into a god. And what's the bal bris? Zezvuv bal ekron. It's this little fly. Melamed shekol echad the echad asu demusira. So everyone made a small little, idol, right? Umeinicha betol kiso, and they put it in their pocket. The kevan shezochra, and every time that they remembered it, right, motziyam bitoch kiso mechab chobenashka, they would take it out of their pocket and they would hug it and they would kiss it. That was Avodah Zarah. So I think it's like a rosemary bead, the small little thing they take out. They always rub it, right? So therefore, it's definitely usher. The small little, it's still Avodah Zarah. It's a small little thing. So ela le'inim tuma. The question is whether or not Avodah Zarah chusla mikazayis has the din of has tumas of Avodah Zarah. Ela le'inim tuma mai kevan the ikish l'sheret. Do we say that it's compared to sheret? And my sheretz b'chadasha for Zoranami, that it has to be chadasha, therefore it's not metam. Therefore it is, it's chadasha, af avodah zara chadasha, and therefore it could be a smaller shear, chadasha smaller. O Dilma, how ikish lemeis? We'll see that avodah zara is also compared to a tumas mace. And my mace because zayas avodah zara because zayas. So to my tumas mace, not a full piece, but because zayas falls off, less than zayas falls off of mace, it's not tame. So what's the comparison? So Amar of Avya Vitim Rabbi Barula Tashma for proof. Tisanya, we have a price that says Avodah Zara Pchusa Mikazayis Avodah Zara that's less than a Kazayis. Ain Bat Tuma Kol Ikar. There is no Tumas Avodah Zara. Shenamar the pasuk says in Malachim Beis. Vayashleich Es Afara Al Kever Bnei Am. So somehow you see the Avodah Zara and the Kever. So there's a comparison between Avodah Zara and Mace. Again, in Navi, but it's a comparison between Avodah Zarah and Mace, Ma Mace Bekazayas, and Avodah Zarah Bekazayas. So there's a comparison between Avodah Zarah and Mace, and therefore the Avodah Zarah has to have the Kazayas. But then the Gemara is not going to ask. But you have all these other comparisons. What made you choose each time to compare Avodah Zarah one time to Sheretz, and one time to Nida, one time to Mace? You can mix it up and get different halachas. That's what Gemara asks. The Rabbanan, Lamai Hilchos Iksu Sheretz. Why did you say, point to Rabbanan Neshita Rav Elazar? So there's no Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah. So why is that? Because it's compared to Sheretz. L'may hefsa ikas l'sheretz, d'lo metam v'masa. So it's not going to be metam v'masa. Why is it compared to Nida? The ein levarim. It doesn't have the Tumas that breaks apart. And l'mase, why is it compared to mase? D'lo metam v'kehadasha. It needs a kezayis. So l'ein l'chumra. Why don't we learn comparisons differently and go l'chumra and say like this? L'may hefsa akshar rachman l'sheretz, l'temuyi l'kehadasha. Say it's compared to Sheretz to get the smaller shear. That it only needs a kehadasha. And say the nida, the tumah be'ev masama. You teach me that it's compared to a nida. It's matama be'ev masama, and it's clearly the matama be'masa. And then and ikshar rachman lemeis. Why the tumah be'ol? There are other halachas you can use to pull out. So the Gemara says, no, tumas avodah zarah derabbanan he. Tumas avodah zarah is derabbanan, and therefore if you have kula uchumra the kula makshinon. If I have a chance when I'm comparing it to something and I want to compare it to a chumra or a kula, it's a din derabbanan. So I prepare it for the more kula din the chumra lo makshinon. But I don't compare it to the chumra din.
Sometimes we say that when it comes to
Avodah Zarah,
we try to be
machmir. Right, which is very interesting. Avodah Zarah sometimes is more machmir. Oh, you're right. I mean, yeah, you compare the idea that, and that's, I guess, right. Yeah, and again, this is only in the Shita of Rav Elazar, the Chacham in Rav Elazar. So according to Rabbi Akiva in Rav Elazar, and according to Rava, both, you do compare it to Chumra, because you compare it to Gabi Masa, you compare it to, you have the comparison to Bimakam and Masa, so this only works according to, you're right. It only works according to one of the four shitas. Alright. Next Mishnah. Another Minayin. Minayin l'sfina shehitahora. How do we know that a sfina, that a ship, is not mekabel tumah, even if it's made out of chet? How do you know it's shenei mar? Derech aniyot delev yam. The way of the ship is in the sea. So the Gemara is now going to explain how you learn it out from there. So he says, pshita aniyot delev yam hi. We all know, what's Shlomo Melech saying? Shmishlei, Shlomo Melech says, the ship, his wisdom, the ship goes in the water. Shkoyach, that's where else does the boat go? It goes in the water. So he says, no, it means as follows. Hakamash malan kayam. That the sfina is like the yam, the sea. My yom tahor, just like the sea is tahor, the ocean is not mekabel tuma. So therefore, af svina tahora. So too, there's a comparison between the boat and the water. The svina is not mekabel tuma. That's one way to learn that the svina is not mekabel tuma. Tanya learn a brisa. That's how our Mishnah learns it. But in a brisa, Chananya Omer, Chananya says nilmadam misak. We learn out that the svina is not mekabel tuma from sak, right? Ma sak mitaltel malei birekan. We learn out from the sack. The idea is that, okay, the assumption is that, again, one assumption is that a regular ship is made out of wood. Those times, regular ship is made out of wood. You have to figure out, as manazeh, when most ships are made out of metal, how that would work. But most ships are made out of wood, okay? And there is a comparison between sack and eitz. That's a gzeiros akasav. There's a comparison between sack and eitz, and we learn that just like a sack is like a bag is carried full and empty, so too any kli eitz that's carried full and empty, that comes to exclude a boat that's not carried mali v'reikon. You can't pull the ship when it's filled. It's too heavy, so it's excluded from that gzeiros akasav, even though it's eitz. And should be compared to sack, it's excluded because it can't be carried mole berekon. Right, Rashi says, Nilamdenu misak, shari kokli eitzi, the hooksha l'sak v'inim tuma. But here you can't because v'zo inim etaltele malea de gloli, it's too big. So my binayu. So what's the practical halachic ramification, the distinction between whether or not you learn that the svina is not mekabel tuma either from derech aniyah b'lev yam, or that it's not metaltel moli v'reikon. So what number one is, ike benayu, svina shalcheris. A svina, a boat made out of pottery, right? Because mad amar niyab alev yam, according to mad amar says niyab alev yam, it doesn't matter what the ship is. The ship is in the water, it's compared to the water. Any ship is not makabal tumor, just like the water is. But hanami l'lev yam hi, right? But dolman da amar kesak, the one, according to Chananya, who says that you exclude svina because it doesn't have the comparison to sak, so hanach t'ksivi gabi sak, the imit atelas moly v'reikon in ilo lo. Aval svina shalcheres, afaka the imit atelas moly v'reikon would still be tummy. According to Chananya, the only time you would have this exclusion is something that was in comparison between sak and in sak. What's compared to sak? Eitz is compared to sak. Eitz is compared to sak, and therefore it has to only tummy if it is metalta moly v'reikon. Cheres is not compared to sak. It's not in that pasuk. So you don't have this metalta moly v'reikon at all. So if you don't have metalta moly v'reikon, yeah, it's in the pasuk. It's in the pasuk.
I was just saying that the sack is carried empty or full, so the two wood is carried empty or full.
If it's in the pasuk, because we have the pasuk compares the two, I believe. Because he says, "Hanach t'ksivi gabe sack." Those kalim that are written next to sack. Right, what we're up to now, which is the kli with the kli eitz. Then we can learn from them the imet hatelas moly v'reikon in ilo ulo. Then only there we can learn that they're makabel tuma if they're moly v'reikon, and they're not moly v'reikon, they're not makabel tuma. Aval svina shalcheres, but svina shalcheres where there is no hekesh between cheres and sak, afagav the ein imet hatelas moly v'reikon will be makabel tuma. And another answer, another nafkamina would be inami svinas hayardein, a smaller boat. The yardein of the Jordan River obviously it's more shallow. It's not as wide. So basically, you don't use big ships in there. You use like a little rowboat, a little boat. The idea is you can probably pull that even when it's mali v'reikon. So if you can pull it when it's even if it's made out of wool, of wood, but it can't be pulled mali v'reikon, it's going to be makabel tuma. It's going to not be. It's going to be makabel tuma. But according to the first shita, still goes in the water. Anything that goes in the water is not makabel tuma. So that's the second nafkamina. Inami svinas hayardein. Lemanda amra niya b'lev yam hi hanami niya b'lev yam hi. This is going on the water, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. Leman de Amar mitaltelas moly v'reikon. Hanami Matalas Molivarikon. This is dragged and carried Molivarikon. It's a small boat. I could put stuff in a rowboat. The way they used to do it with the Yardin is that they wouldn't load it in the water. They would load it on the shore, and as Rashi says, they would load it on the shore, and then they would pull it in. So it's Metalta Molivarikon. So it's Metalta Molivarikon. It's compared to the Kli, it's compared to the sack, and it's Makabal Tumah. The Amr of Chanina ben Akavya, and there's the answer. If they ma Amru Svinas Hayardin Tameya, why is the Svinas Hayardin Tamei? If they Shatonim also by Yabasha, whom are reading also Lamayim, because they drag it on the dry land and they bring it into the water, even when it's laden with wares. So therefore, it's Metalta Molivarikon. It's going to be Makabal Tumah. According to our Mishnah, it's not going to be Makabal Tumah because it still goes on the water. Okay, so Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says name of Rav. La Olam Al Yimna Adam Es Atzmo Mi Beis HaMedrash. A person should never stop coming from to the Beis HaMedrash. Afilu Shachas. Even we have the difficulties, Josh, we spoke about earlier. Afilu Shachas. It's funny. I had a wedding last night. It was all these bachur from the mirror. Very, very machmir. They didn't even know. Right. Afilu Shachas. Even for one hour. Right, Sharei Kamashan Nishas Mishnah Zo. For many years, we had this Mishnah that a Svinas Hayardin is Temeya. It was seven of the base measures. Rosh Gal Taimel. We didn't know the reason why. Achav Rav Chanina ben Akavi Beharisha. The Teller Rav Chanina ben Akavi came and explained it. So don't. It's much. The base measures is must watch TV. You never know what you're going to miss. So you got to be there. You got to be there. Otherwise, because for years we didn't know what this reason was. One day, Rav Chanina ben Akavi came and explains it. And if you weren't there, you would have missed it. What? Because it's Tonin also by Abashim, we're reading also Lamayim. That's why the Svinas Hayardin is Tameh. Again, not according to our Mishnah, only according to Hanania's interpretation.
Okay, and a wood vessel?
It's wood, a wood vessel.
No,
Kli Cheres is one naftamina. The other one is the Svinas Hayardin. The Svinas Hayardin, even if it's wood, is Mekabel Tumah. Because the only wood that's not Mekabel Tumah is if it's not compared to sack, meaning it's not carried empty or full. The Svinas Hayardin is carried empty and full because you drag it into the water when it's full. Therefore, it's Mekabel Tumah because it is like a sack, as opposed to the Chita Dar Mishnah, which they still not Mekabel Tumah because it still goes in the water. And then they said you should never not come to the base measures because then you wouldn't have known that answer. You wouldn't have known the answer as to why the Svinas Hayardin is Tameh.
Well, you're carrying a wooden boat?
You're carrying a full wooden boat. Because the Svinas Hayardin is carried full, it's Mekabel Tumah. Again, something is Tameh if it's compared to sack.
And that's in the same pasuk. So who cares? We said wood is compared to sack in the pasuk.
Right, therefore, and what's the comparison? Just like a sack is Mekabel Moli Vareikon, so to wood when it's carried Moli Vareikon. But if it's not carried when it's filled, then it's not compared, and therefore it would be Tahor. But the Svinas Hayardin is carried when it's filled. Therefore, it is compared to sack, and therefore it is Tameh.
It's limited, even though it's compared to
it in the past. Yeah, it's limited only to Molly Drake. Okay. Amrav Yonasan. The Olamal, you know, the base medrash person should never not go to the base medrash, the Midivrei Torah, and from learning, Afilu B'Shas Misa, even when he's about to die. Shnei Amar, the Pasuk says, Zos HaTorah, Adam Ki Yomas Ba'Oel, this is the Torah, a person who dies in the tent. Obviously, he's talking about Tumas Oel, but Afilu B'Shas Misa, the Osik B'Torah. Even when you're about to die, you should be learning Torah. Let's finish up. Amar Rav. Amar Eish Lakish, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayim El B'Misha Meimis Atzmo Le'a. Torah can only be kept by the person who kills himself over it. You have to really have, you know, Anelus in Torah. Shenemar, Zos HaTorah, how do you get the Torah? It's Adam Ki Yomas Ba'olel. It's a person who kills himself learning, like we'll learn that with Parshas Chukas. Kills himself in the sense of, what? Yeah, kills himself. It's talking about, it's a person who's Meimis Atzmo Ba'olel HaTorah. He kills himself learning. Talking about Anelus. You can't just get it by sitting back and being passive. You have to put your kishkas in there. I'm not sure what it means to gabay that. It's interesting. There's a Meshe Chachba in Bereishis who explains this Rav Yonasan. Right? Rav Yonasan said that you should never stop learning. You should never stop learning even when you're about to die. So the Meshe Chachba explains this based on the Gemara in Brachos. Right? We all remember the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Hey. Right? It says over there, La'olim yargiz adam yitzar tov al yitzar ra. You should always have the yitzar tov be over the yitzar ra. And if you win, that's good. And if not, the Yetzer Hara is going to win. What do? Yasek b'Torah. You're supposed to go back. Now, if you beat out the Yetzer Hara by learning Torah, that's fine. If not, if the Yetzer Hara is still going to win, then what you should do is Yiskor lo Yom Misa. Remember the day of your death. So it seems that Torah and the day of your death are both means in order to conquer the Yetzer Hara. So the Meshech Chachma says, so you might have thought that at Shas Misa, I'm already thinking about my death, So I already conquered the Yetzirah, and therefore I don't need to learn Torah. I don't need to learn Torah. So it comes Rabbi Yonasan to say that no, the Limud Torah, that's one product of Limud Torah. One byproduct of Limud Torah is that it could conquer the Yetzirah. Another product of Limud Torah is that you have to learn Torah, Lishma. You have to learn Torah. So even if you're a Yom Misa and you think you're already conquering the Yetzirah, you still should learn Torah for Torah's sake, not just for conquering the Yetzirah. Okay, we'll stop here. Someone have a good day.